Area.
Kathy Dawes and Dave Lewis taking phone calls 537-1350 if you have questions or comments, anything on your mind on this beautiful Monday. Hard to get back to work on a day like this. Started out a little chilly.
This isn't work. This is life. All right, can I do something here?
Sure.
That is from Prelude Implicit, which is the latest album from the group Kansas.
I was going to say that's a Kansas song, has to be. Beautiful. So that's a new one. Like it. It's like we're getting a phone call.
I did want to share that. I bought that. I actually have it on vinyl, and I'm pretty excited about that.
I'm going to have to go out and find that.
By the way, they're going to be in Salina. They're going to be in Salina.
I heard of them.
Yeah. Oh, wasn't that fun with the symphony? Good morning. You're on K-Man. Oh, wait a minute. I got the wrong button pushed. Hi. You're on K-Man.
Hey. Just a food for thought. You know, with all the political unrest in this country right now, all the protest.
Political unrest. I know not what you talk about.
Yeah. Right. Well, anyway, you had a story about Abraham Lincoln's son.
Yeah.
Well, now, do you suppose somewhere out there there's someone very diligently searching for his immediate ancestors so they can send him to visit the White House?
That's sad.
Oh, now. No need to go there.
Well, I just thought you didn't get any phone calls, so, you know.
We always have to have a little bit of levity, correct?
Well, sure, exactly. And you know what I like about Kansas?
What?
Everything.
Well, good.
You're lifelonger.
I like everything. I visited a few places, and there's no place as good as Kansas. So you guys have a nice day.
You do, too.
Planning on it.
I've lived in Oklahoma. I've lived in Florida. I've lived in Pennsylvania.
Why would
even,
you live in
even
Oklahoma?
Even in Rhode Island. Well, my ex was a Navy guy, and he was in recruiting. He worked at the Murrah Building, of all places.
Really?
Back in the late 70s, yeah.
Oh, my.
So, And, you know, no offense to Oklahoma people. I like, you know, some things about Oklahoma. And I wasn't there but more than a year. But I didn't feel like the people were as open. It was maybe just where I lived in Oklahoma City. I'm not sure.
Well, and I think it depends on where you go and how big the town is. And, you know,
I felt like an outsider the whole time I was there. I never quite felt like I fit in. And I worked at KTOK when I was there, by the way. And I enjoyed the people there.
Mm-hmm.
But in my neighborhood, just people weren't real welcoming or super friendly. Found a babysitter I really liked there, but otherwise, I don't know.
Oklahoma's a good state to drive through.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do really like Brigtown.
Well, the only thing I'll say about driving through Oklahoma is
Oklahoma
their roads.
City.
Well, their roads are not the greatest. I remember going through Tulsa with our motorcycle, and I felt like I was on a roller coaster. Lots
you know,
of
and I don't know why they only have just one lane turning off of 35 to go south.
I don't know.
They're
either.
In Oklahoma City, because that makes no sense to me. I don't know how many times that I've had near accidents in Oklahoma, primarily around Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell you, I'll never stop at a convenience store there. I'll hit Edmond.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've lived in Missouri, too. Did I forget to say that?
Yeah, you said that earlier this morning.
Yeah, that's true.
I've lived in Kansas, and I've lived in Kansas. You know, it's kind of funny because the other day, you know, I got to drive through a lot of the old stomping grounds, you know, and thinking about the various radio stations that I had worked at. And, of course, driving by the farm brought back all kinds of memories, which I always enjoy that trip when I go down to see the girl down at Hillsboro. So, it was just and coming back, that sunset last night was just absolutely gorgeous.
Well, we've had people visit us before, too, and they just can't get over the being able to see the sky and
stars.
Mm-hmm.
Stars at night.
Yes.
There are some places you don't see stars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's kind of unheard of, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah. Sometimes we take those things for granted because, you know, it's embedded in our, you know, since we were kids.
Right.
You know, but you go other places and you don't see them. One of the most spectacular places I'm not much of a traveler. Not that I don't like it. I've just I work a lot.
You don't have a whole lot of time.
I'm pretty busy. Mm-hmm. But I went to a couple of concerts at Red Rocks, mm-hmm. out south of Denver.
I've heard good things about
that. Oh my, Kathy, if you ever come across a group that you know, a musician,
my daughter's
performer,
been out there. Yeah.
That you really adore, that is absolutely the most amazing setting for a concert.
Mm-hmm.
It is just breathtaking, and the acoustics are out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
It is, you know, you have to probably exercise quite a bit to get ready for the hike, because there is a bit of a hike to it. And you know what? I'm not exactly in the greatest shape of my life. But it was there a couple of years ago, and oh my goodness, it was just absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, by the
absolutely gorgeous.
Just on a smaller scale, perhaps, but I had a chance finally to do that scenic drive cut through the Miller Parkway area.
Oh, yeah.
First chance I've gotten to do that, and that's really a neat driveway to go through and watch people out with their strollers and walking around. And I mean, it was just good old, you know, America kind of feeling driving through that section. It inspired me to go home and walk, even though it was almost sunset. Yeah.
You know, I made a comment about this the other day that, we had a nice day. Was it last week or the week before? I don't remember. About how beautiful it was, you know. It was mm-hmm. just nice. And a lot of people
with their
out
dogs
walking.
And their
and,
kids.
You know, and that Vista Burger I had was really good.
Little girl on
priorities.
Her little, what do you call the little, the
little
scooters. Yeah, a little girl mm-hmm. on her scooter.
Little razor scooter.
And just, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's a neat drive. People, if they haven't done that new roadway, it's kind of fun to drive through there and see. And it didn't end up quite where I thought it would. It was interesting the way it comes through and ends up back, of course, on the K-18 area. But nice little drive through that area.
Yeah. Tell you what, well, let's go ahead and take a next break.
Okay.
Studio lines are open, 537-1350, here at K-Man. And we got nothing better to talk about other than what's on top of our minds. And if you have something that's on the top of your mind, let's just share it with us, okay? Let's do that.
KMAN's Morning News is powered by Interim Healthcare. Call 320-7600, providing home healthcare and private duty for clients. That number again.